Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We're pleased to welcome our friend Lawrence Holmes from our Chicago affiliate, AM 670 The Score. He does midday, so he'll have to scoot and get to bed right after this. And he's also now the Sunday morning host here on CBS Sports Radio. So we're pleased to welcome him to our show again. It's been a while, probably since last March, crazy enough, in the early stages of the pandemic, Lawrence. One of the Bears' big question marks moving forward for 2021 is quarterback, like we've talked about now for over a month. What's the latest news? We know that there are options. We've heard from Ryan Pace and from Matt Nagy, but what is the latest news? Any details you can provide about the Bears and their quarterback room?
Well, the GM, Ryan Pace, and Matt Nagy talked this afternoon. They talked about where they're at right now. Nick Foles is under contract still. And they actually spoke about Mitchell Trubisky, who's going to be a restricted free agent. And Alex Smith's name came up a couple times just because Matt Nagy was talking about how incredible his comeback is. I would be surprised, Amy, if that's the direction that they went as a starter. Like, I could see Alex Smith being signed by the Bears and him being the third string guy so that they could draft a quarterback and try to help a quarterback along. But I think that's a really, of all of the moves that the Bears could make at quarterback, that would be the riskiest one, to bet on a quarterback who is still recovering from a horrific injury. And while the team ended up making the playoffs, I didn't think that Alex Smith played particularly well for Washington, and he missed the last few games in the playoff game. Mm-hmm. So if you're the Bears, and if you believe that those two, Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy, their jobs are on the line, that is one incredible roll of the dice to try to save your job. There have been rumors, and obviously Russell Wilson's agent has thrown Chicago's name into the mix for places that Wilson would be interested in coming to, which is hard to believe. You would think that Russ would want to go to a place that's maybe a little closer to being a championship team. And yes, the Bears made the playoffs last year, but in a regular season, they would have been two games out of a playoff spot. So, and they've got a lot of issues with the salary cap that they've got to try to manage. So there are a lot of choices that they could go with quarterback wise. And there was talk that they were interested in Carson Wentz, but I'm glad that they didn't give up the type of draft capital that was being reported initially. What Indianapolis got Wentz for would have maybe made sense for the Bears, but anything more than that, you're getting dangerously close to not being able to improve your team outside of quarterback.
Mm. All right, so a couple of things just to clarify for people who are outside of Chicago. Did that late surge that, as you say, put them in the playoffs as the second wild card at 8-8, did that save the jobs of Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace?
It's, Amy, it's honestly like really hard to determine that because the chairman of the board of the Bears, George McCaskey, George Halas's grandson, he talked at the end of the year, and it was so strange they talked about the 6-game losing streak that the Bears went on, and they talked about it in positive terms. Like the fact that the Bears were able to overcome the 6-game losing streak was a positive for them organizationally. And my question is, you had a 6-game losing streak. Why would the not continuing that losing streak be a reason for celebration? They had a 4-game losing streak the season before, a 6-game losing streak last season, and they were lucky to rally at the end of the season with a quarterback that they had benched in Mitchell Trubisky. And the offensive line played a little bit better. David Montgomery was stellar, their running back. They've got so many questions, though, on how they're going to make all this work. While we're talking about the quarterback, you have a very upset Allen Robinson that feels disrespected because they probably should have extended him at the beginning of last season.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just been out here, and they have not tagged him yet. They still got a few days to do that, to tag him. But they haven't done that yet. And with Robinson, you're going to have to give him a whole bunch of money to make him happy at this point. I think that he's probably going to get what Keenan Allen got, where we're talking like the $20 to $21 million range per year. And I don't. That, to me, makes it difficult for them to go out and make a real splash at quarterback unless they franchise tag him, which he desperately does not want.
Hmm.
And he's made that very clear, and his agent has made that very clear that that is not something that they want, and there's some hurt feelings there. He thought for sure that they were going to extend his contract, and he can't believe that they didn't.
Yeah, definitely you can hear that whenever he speaks up, is that it's very emotional and personal for him. All right, so we don't know about the coaching staff. You mentioned Trubisky a couple of times. Do we know for sure that he's not returning to Chicago, or is that also still up in the air?
It's all in flux.
Oh, like, my gosh.
It truly is. Like, it's possible that Mitch is still the quarterback next year.
Wow.
It's possible. And quite honestly, it's not the worst scenario.
Except if you have to pay him $30 million a year.
Oh, no. They're not going to pay him that type of money. Let's see if anyone offers Mitch something that is close to that. But no. They won't have it. I'm sure they think that they can get him for much cheaper. They did not pick up his fifth-year option, which is looking like a really good thing. Because even though he played better at the tail end, who would right now outside of the Bears offer Mitch something big? And can you imagine the press conference of Team X being like, we've solved our quarterback problem. It's Mitchell Trubisky.
Right. I agree with you, but sometimes it's also about, hey, there aren't that many other options. Let's just say Sam Darnold stays in New York and they don't trade him. I mean, you could have Cam Newton. You could get Marcus Mariota. Maybe you can get Andy Dalton away from Dallas, but that's if Dak is healthy. Honestly,
you forgot about Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, you're right. Ryan does need to play for a 9th NFL team. That's true. But my point is, though, I understand what you're saying, but Mitch Trubisky also has an agent. You hope he's clever. I mean, if you're running out of options, then you may have to pay a quarterback more than you think if you wait too long.
Well, that's why they have the magic Nick Foles. And he's under contract,
yes,
for them.
Yes, true.
And the scenario that I could see happening for the Bears is Nick Foles is the team's quarterback. They draft a quarterback with that 20th pick or their second-round pick, and they go with that. Because one of the things that the Bears have been saying about Foles is, well, you have to remember, he didn't really have an offseason with us. He didn't move to Chicago until a few weeks before the season started because of the pandemic. Like, they had to onboard him pretty late in the process. So I could see them rolling with Nick Foles, believing because of Foles playing in a similar system to what Matt Nagy has had in his career and in the system that he played in Philadelphia, saying, all right, well, this will look better because we've answered some questions on our offensive line. The Bears' O-line, much better in the second half of the season after a bunch of injuries. They found a combination that seemed to work. They could trick themselves into believing that everything's going to be better because a full offseason with Foles and an offensive line that's a little bit better. But back to Mitch, I could also see a scenario where they go, our best option is to put Mitch on a prove-it one-year deal and say, all right, let's see if we can make this whole thing work.
Wasn't that what last year was?
No.
I mean, he knew that his contract was running out. He knew he had Nick Foles to push him, and yet it was still a roller coaster ride.
Amy, you're looking at this all wrong because you're looking at it logically. You're not looking at it the way that the Bears look at it. And they don't seem to look at these things logically. Like, we all kind of thought, well, once they made the move to Foles, that would be it. And it would be Foles' team. And what we found out was that Foles didn't kind of catch on to everything as quickly as he could. There were a couple of weird miscommunications where Foles was telling the broadcast crew stuff about the coaching staff that they didn't want out there publicly. Like none of the stuff that they expected from a leadership standpoint with Foles took place. Then they used Mitch like the Saints used Taysom Hill, and Mitch got his shoulder hurt on a play where he's out there running wildcat stuff. And it just, like, that's what I mean. Like, logically, none of this stuff makes sense. Then when Mitch came back, he played better because of the competition that they were playing.
Right.
And the Bears kind of tricked themselves into being like, oh, we're good, even though they needed an Arizona loss to get themselves into the playoffs. Like, it was the definition of backing into the postseason.
It definitely
was. What the Bears did.
We're spending some time in the Windy Cindy. Just kidding. I accidentally called it that earlier, Lawrence. The Windy City, trying to get local perspective about what the Bears do at their quarterback position. Okay. So we've established we don't have any hard and fast answers. In fact, neither do Ryan Pace or Matt Nagy. Nobody has any hard and fast answers about the quarterback position, and we're still waiting to find out if Allen Robinson will receive the franchise tag. I almost want to dive into the run game with you, Lawrence, because that's another area of concern on the offensive side of the ball. You wonder how different the offense would look or the quarterbacks would play if there was a consistent run option, but we'll just leave that for now. Outside of the backfield on the offensive side, what are the Bears' other great concerns this offseason?
The salary cap, and can they afford to pay some of the pieces that they have defensively? And what are you going to do to upgrade your receiving core? So there's the issue with Allen Robinson, but it's not the only issue with Bears receivers. Bears receivers, they had two different receivers get kicked out of a game for fighting the same guy. Gardner Johnson from New Orleans baited Javon Wims in one game in the regular season and then baited Anthony Miller in the playoff game, even though the coaches were like, don't get baited by this guy, and spent 15 minutes during playoff week. And Amy, you cover the NFL. You know how precious all that time is preparing. They did a 15-minute presentation.
Wow.
About what Gardner Johnson had done to Javon Wims in the first game that they played. And here was Anthony Miller getting kicked out of a playoff game for punching this guy in the playoff game. So they've got issues there too. Running back, I think they're solid. Like, David Montgomery and the offensive line in the second half of the season played pretty well. But outside of Darnell Mooney, who was a rookie last year, who played great as a rookie, they've got questions about, you know, tertiary targets, who's your slot receiver, and whether or not Allen Robinson is going to come back. There, the way that the Bears have been constructed under Pace, he's made a lot of great picks and trades to get the Bears defense to a place of respect and in some cases fear. On the offensive side, it has been put together with smoke and mirrors and duct tape.
Yes! I love that we're on the same page with that. Yeah, it's true. It's true. And that's where you get to 8-8. I mean, that's exactly what happens. We talked about this a bunch during the season. I'm sure the theme is similar for local Chicago sports fans. Just it feels like the defense deserves a better offense. The defense deserves something better than what they're getting on the other side of the ball. And I can only imagine how frustrating that gets for a defense that has such great stars that can be so good. But you can only ask the defense to do so much.
Yeah, but quite honestly, they could do more. And one of the biggest differences, like when the Bears was in the playoffs in 2018, and that's what everyone in that organization kind of keeps hanging on to, part of the reason that they went to the playoffs is because their defense was taking the ball away. So they went from averaging, 2.3 takeaways per game to over the last two seasons, 1.2 and 1.1 takeaways per game.
Hmm.
You're not generating takeaways at the same level. Your defense isn't scoring. Eddie Jackson, who they invested in heavily at safety, isn't doing what he did in 2018. They're still getting pressure. I still think they're really good. But the difference is their pressure isn't turning into great opportunities for the offense because of short fields and quick turnarounds. And that's something they need to do. Chuck Pagano retired. They have a new defensive coordinator named Sean Desai. He's really smart. He's been with the Bears like kind of quietly as an assistant since 2013, which means he's been in like four different regimes of Bears coaches, which is impressive that he stuck around and now gets this opportunity to be the DC for the Bears. But he's got his work cut out for him on trying to get to a place where the Bears defense isn't just good, and they have to be great if the offense is going to look like this.
Lawrence Holmes is with us from Chicago. As you can hear, there's no shortage of topics around the Chicago Bears. When you do your Sunday morning show on CBS Sports Radio, starting at 5 Central, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, what can people expect? Because it's great to have you on the network again.
Well, thank you, but they can expect for us to have, like, it's a mix of really stupid stuff. Like, we like to have a lot of fun on the show. Like, this week, I found out that my producer, Anthony, is a huge wrestling fan.
Oh, my gosh.
And one of the first jobs that I had at the Score was hosting a wrestling show. So this week, we're going to talk some wrestling on the show. We're going to talk about Ric Flair and The Rock and Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard and all this stuff. And we're going to have a good time because I've actually done like great interviews with Ric Flair and Jim Ross and Cody Rhodes. But we're also going to discuss some of the serious issues like empowerment in the NFL and how we're seeing Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady kind of all take their careers in their hands. So we go from being really silly on the show to being really serious on the show. And we try to talk to a lot of people. You know what's weird? In Chicago, obviously, like, I'm getting phone calls from people in and around Chicago. Mm-hmm. And occasionally, you're getting folks who are calling from outside the state. I found, and I would have never guessed this, the best callers that I've gotten in the 2 months that I've been doing this show have been from Wisconsin. Like, it's almost like the Wisconsin people have been listening to my show in Chicago,
yep,
and haven't felt comfortable enough to call. But now on the national show, they can talk to me about the Packers or the Bucks, and they take advantage of it.
I love that. In fact, since my dad's whole family is – from Wisconsin, I definitely recognize that they need an outlet. My grandmother's about to be 99 years old, and she still talks to me about the Packers.
So, all right.
Yes. So, all right, you need to find Lawrence on Twitter. You can do that at Lawrence W. Holmes, and it's L-A-U-R-E-N-C-E. You can hear him on CBS Sports Radio Sunday mornings, 5 a.m. Central, 6 to 10 Eastern Time. And, of course, 670 The Score, our Chicago affiliate, is his home. Man, this is fun. We have to do it again. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, we're going to do the reverse. You're going to come and hang out with me early on a Sunday morning.
I will do that, I promise. You issue me my formal invite, and I am there.
You got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.